This is my afterlife now. This is my purgatory forever, being asked the definitions of words just to answer your question incorrectly.
Welcome to Because Nerd. I'm your host, Chris Farrell, sitting here with the full house of nerds. Clint.
No, it's Turd Ferguson.
Mike.
Hey now.
Logan.
Hey now.
And Tess.
Yep, yep.
Our classic call signs.
Yeah. No, I didn't even need to say your names. Everyone would have known who you were simply by that.
Just from what we said.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. The name of the podcast is Because Nerd. We claim to be nerd aficionados. But it's been a while since there's really been any credentials that really back that up. So we've decided to put together a little test to keep everybody on their toes. Tess, take it away.
Oh, yeah. So today, guys, what you're going to be doing is proving that you're a nerd in the streets, but a geek in the sheets.
And just like school, I didn't do any studying.
It sounds horrible.
It only sounds horrible for four of you. I feel perfectly fine. I wrote the questions. I already know the answers. Now, that being said, I have three categories. We're going to start with a D8 die roll in the order of the people as I see them on the screen. Chris, you're 1-2.
All right.
Clint, you're 3-4. Mike, you're 5-6. And Logan, you're 7-8. And we're going to see who gets to pick the first category because I have three. I narrowed it down to three. This was originally an entire game show. I apologize, but I cannot help but overdo bullshit. And number 8, Logan, these are your three categories to choose from.
Woo! Yes.
All right.
We have Nerd Assault, Book Buff, and Gamer Grind.
Ooh, those are all great nerd categories. Now, I don't think I've read a book in 10 years. I'm going to have to go with the gamer one. Gamer Fuel Time.
All right. And we're going to Gamer Grind. All right, we'll start off really easy for you, Logan, because I know you're old. I mean, not old like Mike, but
I'm old enough to have diarrhea every day.
Stop eating Taco Bell, bro. After 25, it's not a thing.
Damn it. All right. I will. I promise.
All right, Logan, who is credited with creating D&D?
Gary Gygax.
Yeah, I figured you'd come up with that one, because if you didn't, you were hurting my soul, because you're old people. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Mike.
All right. We're going to go Nerd Assault.
Yeah, you are. All right. The antithesis of the Lantern Corps crossover storyline, Blackest Night.
The antithesis of the storyline?
Jesus Christ, Tess. This is, we're all going to fail.
You are not going to fail. Somebody knows this.
Oh, my goodness.
What does antithesis mean?
Okay.
Do we have a call a friend on this game?
Phone a friend? No, but you can pass it to your left, which would put it on Clint.
No.
Help me out here, buddy. Help me out here.
Oh my God. I don't even know what that word means. In summation. All right. Okay. Hold on.
Webster's dictionary defines antithesis as.
Exactly right. Antithesis is like the point, isn't it?
Antithesis.
Oh, wait.
What is it not about?
So 15 seconds ago, I thought I knew what antithesis meant. But now I'm questioning myself and my entire life.
Oh boy. Is that what happens when you go under at the doctor?
This is a banger of a start. We can't even understand the words that you're asking, but we'll get the answers.
Is that a sex move? I don't understand what we're talking about here.
Taking down the whole podcast.
Oh, God.
Stop saying antithesis at me. It is upsetting me.
Just like Superman has kryptonite, we have English.
Is it like the second? I don't know what the fuck
you
is.
Can pass it to your left also.
I'm gonna pass it to Chris. Take this one, Chris.
So like, what are we trying to get at here? I'm not even sure how to parse still what the question is. So the thesis of it would be, so then the antithesis, like,
okay, So you're trying to get at the name of the other arc.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Blackest Night, Brightest Day. God damn it.
Yeah, there you go, sir.
I would have known it right from the start if I knew what antithesis meant. God damn it.
I know. I figured that out real fast.
You're not going to believe me, but with that hint, I knew it. I knew it before Clint said it.
I saw your eyebrows go up. I was totally tracking.
Yeah. And with that, Chris, pick your kryptonite, sir.
I also want a nerd assault.
Yeah, you do. So this one's curated just for you, essentially, because nobody else is going to know the answer.
Ooh, hopefully I know it.
Right. Don't build it up that fucking high.
The nickname, the Doctor Who was given at the Time Lord Academy.
Oh, my God. It's Fourth Doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They gave him a nickname? Oh, God, no. It definitely does not stand out to me quickly.
She corrects to, nobody's going to know the answer.
Right.
It's been a long time since I've watched any of the Fourth Doctor.
See, that's the problem. He was my favorite one, so I watched them all the time. And I can tell you that it came from the episode The Armageddon Factor, and that it's really fucking awesome. And he said it to K-9, and I'm better now.
Oh, this is I guarantee you that no one's going to know this.
No, you're absolutely right.
It's Theta Sigma.
It's Vector Sigma, Chris. It's Vector Sigma.
Was that the fraternity that he was in college?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Oh, shut your dirty mouth, Clint, because you're up.
Ah, fuck. All right, lay it on me. Let's do this. I'm ready.
All right, pick your category. Nerd assault, book buff, or gamer grind?
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with book buff because you know what? I don't know the end of the other one, so maybe the book one will be easy.
Said no one ever.
I don't think any of these are going to be easy.
The book one should be easy.
Shut your dirty mouth. All right. So that's, that being said, now that I recognize what is wrong with me, let's go down to this question because it's made just for you, Clint.
All right. Let's do it.
Per the original DC run, who killed Thomas and Martha Wayne?
Oh, fuck. The original DC run. Mm-hmm. It was, God damn it. What was his name?
I know.
Hold on. Wait, let me think. Hold on.
Mike is rock hard right now.
Yes. I can see it poking
Holy
up
shit.
The bottom of the screen.
I know it. I fucking know it. Hold on. God.
That's my microphone.
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
God damn it.
You're right.
Very nice mic you have there, Mike.
That's obviously your microphone.
Dude, I should have known this right away. Because this guy, let's just put it out there. This guy's my hero, right? Like, he fucking killed the Waynes, and I'm happy about that because I hate Batman. So,
but he killed him too late because he was still born. Wah, wah, wah.
Fuck, Mike, you gotta help me, dude. I cannot remember his fucking name.
It's to the left, though, right?
To the left. It'd be Logan, then. It'd be Logan.
It would be Logan.
Well, I thought it would be Chris.
Chris, Logan, Mike.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to, scoop it up, because I don't fucking know.
Perfect. God damn it.
I know.
Throw it down, Mike.
Yeah?
Do it, Mike.
Jack Napier.
I love you.
Oh, no. It wasn't. That's not who I was thinking of.
Was I right?
It's Joe Chill.
Chill. See, I was confident I was going to be wrong on that one.
Boom.
What kind of answer is that? Joe Chill.
Joe Chill eventually became Mr. Freeze, right?
Yeah. He was. Yeah, he was. Nobody knows this, actually, but they wrote it. He had a catchphrase that later was adapted, right, when he killed the Wayne. Something like stick around or stay cool.
It was stay frosty, my friends.
It was stay frosty.
I think he said something like, I don't normally kill people, but when I do, it's Batman's parent.
Exactly. How come Batman never... I wonder if in any of the comics has Batman ever killed somebody but said the hello, my name is Bruce Wayne. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Yeah.
That would be so lame. I would hate that. I would kill myself if that happened.
Inconceivable.
Hey, you like Princess Bride?
Yeah.
Oh, you like Batman?
Oh, yeah.
How about something inconceivably stupid?
I do not think this word means what you think it means.
And that's Alfred talking to Bruce Wayne. I don't think that word means what you think it means.
Master Wayne. But I've built up a tolerance.
Alfred, that's inconceivable.
That's inconceivable.
Just looking at monitors going, inconceivable. It's all inconceivable. That's inconceivable. That's inconceivable.
every case,
I don't get it.
Every case that Batman's trying to solve, he's like perpetual confusion. Face, inconceivable.
I don't get it.
Scarecrow pops up. You're inconceivable, Scarecrow. What? No. What the fuck?
Just like the Princess Bride. You keep saying that, Robin. I don't think you know what it means.
What was the name? Is it lidocaine powder? What the fuck was the name of the powder?
I thought it was iocane powder.
Iocane. It was iocane. It wasn't lidocaine. It was iocane.
Yeah,
lidocaine's
for old people. It's what you put on your joints when you
move
your
arms. I've been using lidocaine for years, and I've built up a tolerance, and my joints work great.
So it was iocane the whole time, Batman? That's just because I don't know. I don't need that stuff.
I don't need that shit.
Whatever. That's not the Batman I know. The one that walks in the Batcave is like, slather it on me.
If you want to beat anything, you just eat it enough for years until it doesn't hurt you anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Lord. Christ. Okay, good. Right. Well, I'm glad I got that one right. Awesome.
I'm also glad you got that one. All right, let's take it from the top. Logan, you ready?
Oh, shit.
I know. You were hoping it was over. I do get it. When I said originally I wrote an entire game show, I mean, like, I can do this forever.
Nice.
This is my afterlife now. This is my purgatory forever being asked the definitions of words just to answer your question incorrectly. So I had good luck last time. I'm going to go back with Gamer Erection.
Excellent. And we'll grind it on out.
Gamer Erection. I love it.
I'm ready.
All right. This one sounds much more plausible in real people time. What game did Mario make his first appearance in?
Ooh. Okay, so back in the day in the 80s, my favorite Mario game was the Mario Brothers, which had like one screen. You had the turtle dove things, and it was all on one screen. You didn't scroll to another one. And I think that game was called Mario Brothers. But I want to say Donkey Kong may have come out before that, let me use my Mintac powers and...
I think you're right.
Yeah, I want to say Mario Brothers seems too obvious. I'm going to say Donkey Kong.
You're absolutely correct.
Nice. There you go. All right. That's right.
And the mic explodes.
Boom.
Yeah. And Logan just got one punch on his nerd card.
Yeah, he did.
You get 10 more and it's a free sandwich.
I get the... 10 more than that, you get diarrhea, my man.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. No.
That's free, bud. That's what you get for signing up. All right, Mike. What's it going to be?
We're going to go with the gamer grind.
Gamer grind. All right. How many tiles are there in a Scrabble game?
Oh
my goodness.
I'll steal.
It's an old people game. I thought you'd know for sure.
Come on, that game's even older than me. 52.
Negative, Captain.
You guys are thinking of playing cards.
Can I answer? Is it 50?
No.
No.
Damn it. 51?
I thought he was going to say 52 again. Just
Chris, help him.
Is it 100?
It is.
Nice.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
If nobody else here knows English, at least I know something about the game Scrabble.
Don't be proud of that one, dude. That's not one to be proud of. That was not even cool. You're like, I'll take it. Look, antithesis. It's 45 points. God damn it. It's a whole board.
Exactly.
Drag his ass, Clint. Drag him.
Right.
I can't define it, but I can spell it.
Right.
All right, Chris, you're up.
All right, Book Buff. We gotta crack that one at some point.
Yeah. Somebody's going to have to do it. Somebody's going to have to want it.
Let's go ahead and try this.
Name of Stephen King's first published novel. I will also take Richard Bachman's first published novel.
Why, was that his pseudonym or something?
It was. It absolutely was.
Okay.
And that about sums that up. All right, cool.
Luckily, I knew that word because I was like, wait, did I just say the wrong?
Wait, pseudonym. Isn't there another word? A ghostwriter? Or like, isn't there another name for it?
A.K.A.
Holy shit. Just throw a synonym at the crew, making everybody freak out.
What does cinnamon have to do with that?
So what do we call it? It's his first published piece or
novel? First published novel. Yeah, that's, I had to qualify because I was going too far with the first published works, because I was like, man, that could be so many different things.
Oh Lord.
This is the first one I'm tempted to cheat on, but I'm not.
You can cheat, Logan. I know if you come up with the answer, that means you look that shit up.
No. I think I know this. I'm a huge Stephen King head. I'm pretty sure I know this one.
All right. I'm gonna let Logan.
But wait, it involves blood. Lots of blood.
Was it werewolf? The werewolf?
Dude, I will take that. And let me tell you why. Because Richard Bachman's first published book was Rage.
Hmm. Yeah, right. And that's a werewolf. That's a werewolf book.
Yeah.
Yep. Bingo, you win.
All right, cool. Hey, we'll take it. If I'll hey.
There you go. That's what he said, guys. I said I would take Bachman or King.
Damn. Win on a technicality. I love it.
So the first Bachman book I remember reading was The Regulators.
Oh, sweet.
But is there a car and a dog involved?
No.
So we've already got the answer. Oh, you're going for second answer. You're trying to get the part two.
Well, that guy, remember last time when I got completely shut down and was like, man, of all the people on this podcast, I didn't think you'd teach me a fucking thing. And then Clint schooled the shit out of me about something. And I don't remember what it was because I had to purge that memory so I wouldn't feel bad anymore. That motherfucker already said it pretty much.
Lots of blood, man. Lots of blood.
Lots of blood. Salem's Lot?
That did have some blood in it, yes. Massive amounts of blood.
Pig's blood. Pig's blood.
Oh, Carrie?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's it.
There you go.
Was Carrie really the first one?
The first one published under Stephen King.
Christine was quite a bit later then, right?
Yeah.
It's definitely later.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because the werewolf thing I was thinking of was Silver Bullet, but that was like 81.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. But that's a short story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
This is one of the great facts of Stephen King. He's a huge Ramones fan, which is just cool as hell in itself. And then that's how he got them to do the Pet Sematary soundtrack.
Oh, that's cool as shit. Did not know that.
Fucking badass. Yeah, because he actually asked the Ramones to do it.
I think we talked about this before on the podcast, but I think I brought it up. The Pet Sematary and the Ramones, how Joey Ramone, or I think it was the bass player.
Dee Dee.
Like, they got the contract to write the song, and then he, like, left the room for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And came back. And that's, he's like, true. Here's your fucking song. We already wrote it.
That's awesome.
It's done. It's called I Don't Want to Live in a Pet Cemetery or whatever.
I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery. Yeah.
I don't want to live my life again.
Yes.
I know we have more questions, but I have to say Zelda is definitely the scariest part to me. To Pet Cemetery.
Oh, the sister.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the book and in the movie.
Yeah, that was scary as fuck. That is scary as fuck.
It was just unnerving as shit.
No, that makes sense. Yeah, I get what you're saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Oh, is it me now? No. No, Chris would be.
Chris?
It's me. It's me.
Clint. All right, sir. Give me a category. I'll give you a shitty question.
I'm thinking. Hold on. Let's do nerd. Let's do assault. Nerd assault.
Everybody likes to be assaulted.
Not a fan.
What was the first movie credited with ever using CGI?
Ooh. First movie ever with CGI. Tron?
Negative. Ghost Riders. Way before that.
Fuck. Really?
I know, right, Mike? Dude. So I actually fucked this up the first time and was like, seriously? Because I was thinking that it was Star Trek and The Wrath of Khan.
First movie with CGI. Fuck. I don't know. I don't even know.
Anybody else want to take a stab at it?
Oh, hold on.
Hold on. I'm Googling it. Hold on. I'm on Google.
I'll give you guys a hint. The main character was played by Yul Brynner.
Ten Commandments.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't even know who Yul Brynner is.
What? So. It's Westworld, guys. Hey, the movie is Westworld.
I was about to say Westworld.
Oh, wow. Westworld.
Because his Google search finally just populated.
My internet connection's too slow.
So there's a scene where they make you look through the eyes of Yul Brynner's character, which is actually a construct, and they CGI'd the entire fucking thing. And I was like, holy shit.
No kidding. Wow.
God, I gotta watch it now. Okay. I gotta go back and look at it.
That was some cool trivia.
I know, right?
Although when you said Yul Brynner, I really did think Ten Commandments, because that scene with the water and stuff, but...
Which Mel Brooks movie is it again? Fuck, where he's like, I bring you 15, drops one, 10, 10 commandments.
Oh, man.
History of the World Part 1 or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, History of the World Part 1, yeah. Fucking love it.
I love Mel Brooks so much.
I bring you 15-10. All right, so let's keep this train a rolling. Who's up next?
Clint, it's you, you poor bastard.
It's me. Didn't I just do one? I thought I'd... Okay, let's go. Give me the game one.
Oh, Gamer Grind.
Yep.
Final boss in Diablo 3.
Fuck you. Not going to answer that one. Don't know it at all. Duke Nukem.
Yeah, it's in the name. It's in the name.
It's the devil. The third devil.
Okay, I need to repeat on that question. I don't even know what the question was.
The final boss in Diablo 3. Reaper of Souls.
The Grim Reaper.
Wait, are you talking about the DLC?
No.
Or standalone? Okay, because if you're doing DLC, that's some sneaky...
That's some dirty lowdown shit.
That would be.
Are we circling back to Donkey Kong?
I'm sorry, what? Yeah, definitely Donkey Kong.
It's absolutely Donkey Kong.
Is it the Grim Reaper, Alex?
No, Malthael.
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 Malthael. Malthael.
Are you saying mouthfeel?
I am now.
Mouthfeel.
Mouth breather?
Good job. Good job, Mike.
All right, so let's go into a speed round to end all these questions.
Uh-oh.
All right.
All right.
Speed round.
Don't worry, I saved all the easy questions for the speed round.
No, you didn't.
I know you guys don't believe me yet, but here we go.
I believe you.
The shape and name of the Borg ship in Star Trek.
A cube.
The cube.
Yes.
Yeah, that one is easy, actually.
I thought so.
Well played, well played.
Hey, using no antithesis word.
The two main protagonists in Good Omens.
Angel and a devil, a demon. I don't know their names.
It's an angel and a demon. I agree with Chris.
Azrael.
It's Azrael. Azrael. Yep. And what the Ezekiel.
Fuck? Ezekiel, there you go.
Now, you guys are so cute. It's Aziraphale and Crowley. And last but definitely not least, sci-fi animation about the adventures of a mad scientist and his grandson.
Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty.
Yeah!
Chris for the win. That bitch is fast.
There you go.
How do you guys not come up with Rick and Morty like right out of your anus?
So, Chris won?
I was going to announce like who got the most questions right, but the more I look at the tally sheet, the more I feel like I should just shut the fuck up.
Tell us who won, but say it as the antithesis.
The person who didn't lose the most today was a tie between Chris and Mike.
Well played.
Yay. No, brother. I got one right. Mike stole my answer.
Mike stole your answer?
I get one, goddammit. Yeah, I said it first. Come on.
But I did use my Jedi mind powers.
No, Mike win. Mike totally won. Mike totally won.
That's true. It's true. Now, that being said, now that we're giving an antithesis, it's not like they didn't lose by much.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I was going to say it would be more like, so that's good or that's bad. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Here's the question. How many collective right answers were actually said?
Ooh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, that was better than I expected.
I said, right. I was thinking like 3.
So is that the antithesis of right answers or the opposite of that?
Ironically, it is.
Listen, guys, we all won today. All right. We all won today because we know now what antithesis means. Actually, we don't. We still have no fucking idea what it means at all.
Listen, we all know what antithesis means. All right. When, you know, we're joking.
When I say that I know what antithesis means, that's actually the antithesis of what I'm saying.
Exactly.
And I think that everybody did pretty good considering.
Yeah. Well, you did a good job. I think this was fantastic. It was very fun.
It was fun.
I haven't, you know, laughed this hard in a long time. So very good.
It was good times.
We're going to slow clap it out.
Yeah. I haven't been this hard in a long time either. I mean, laugh.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait till you get to the other categories. I have the Nerd Alert, Turn Up for Nerd, Masterminds, and Up, Up, Down, Down, Left, Right, BA Select Start.
Oh,
ooh,
yeah.
And I bet you can guess what that shit's going to be all about. Exactly.
Oh, so that's select. That means you play two player.
Logan.
Yeah.
Damn right it does.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a sexual innuendo?
Dude.
You played two-player. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely like, a sexual innuendo. I completely just got hard for Logan right then.
Yeah, right.
Been rock hard the whole time.
still want to hear more? Well, you're in luck, because there's plenty more where that came from. Check us out at becausenerd.com or search for us wherever you get your podcast. We'll catch you nerds next time.